Moncrief on News Talk.
A study done by Galway University has called for urgent action to address sex education in Irish schools after contraception use has dropped. The main decline has been in the use of condoms, but Galway University have said that there's an overall alarming drop in the use of contraception in our young people. Dr. Andras Colto, Senior Postdoctoral Researcher at the Health Promotion Research Centre at University of Galway, joins me now on the line to discuss further. Hello.
Hi, Finola, and good afternoon, everyone who's listening to the show.
Can I ask what prompted this study to be done in the first place?
We are asking young people about their sexual behaviour in Ireland. Doing this survey every 4 years, and we have seen that while in 2010, 78% of young people said that at the last intercourse they used a condom, it was only 55% in 2022 at the last survey. Now, we are only talking about those young people who are sexually active, so all the further questions after they answered the question on being sexually active or not, are only asked from those who said, yes, I have had sexual intercourse, but still it's a very high drop.
That is a huge drop. I mean, and then it begs the question, I suppose, why? Why is it down so much?
That's a very good question. I wish I could give you one single reason, but probably there is a number of reasons which are in an interaction. And we discussed it with international colleagues, what they think about the reasons are. And our Swedish colleague and our Scottish colleague said some very important things. The Swedish colleague said that they saw a similar drop, even a more dramatic drop in Sweden. And she said that they have a hunch that the perception of risk changed in young people in Sweden. In the early 2000s, many Swedish youth saw as sexually transmitted infections, especially HIV, of unprotected sex. And now it's contraception. And it's true that in Sweden, there are more young people who are using contraceptive pills than there were before. However, the Scottish colleague told us that in Scotland, much on sexual education, sex education, depends on the schools and on the teachers. And they had seen that there was a large variation across schools. And it turns out that in those schools where there is sex education, there is a teacher who takes it seriously and who of whom the children know they can turn to, the children are more likely to report condom use.
Okay, but
so
I suppose
a lot depends on the culture, a lot depends on the school, but also young people's perception of the threat has changed.
Yeah, but I suppose beyond having, you know, a teacher that takes it seriously or whatever, I know lots of people who have lots of different opinions on sex education. Is there anything that is proven to work beyond, as you said, having maybe that strong figure who takes it seriously and is relatable? There has to be more than that.
Maybe it's a very simple thing which I'm saying, but having sex education is the most important, but also having supportive parents with whom adolescents can easily discuss their problems is also very important. And I know that sexual behavior and sexual matters are very embarrassing for many parents. And I'm not saying that you have to jump on your children and discuss it with them. Most probably they know a lot better or a lot more than we suppose they do. But just having an atmosphere at home where the child trust the parent and thinks that they can discuss any problems and anything with their parents is really helping a lot.
Do you think young people are learning more from social media now than they do in school, realistically? Because say they are in a school where they don't have a teacher, they don't have sex education in place, or they have a teacher who is maybe, I don't know, I don't want to say not equipped, but is not doing it in a way that the students are kind of finding it helpful and they're benefiting from it. They're not getting it at home then. So obviously then they're going to social media, their phones, the big bad world of the internet. That's probably fair to say, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it turns out that when it comes about sex education in the schools, it's not much the actual national curriculum which counts, but how equipped the teachers feel they are able to talk about these things with their students. And when it comes to social media, yes, absolutely. Children are learning a lot from social media. And we know that there are some influencers in other areas as well, like in nutrition or skincare, who might give wrong advice. So it's very important that we are giving very good science-based, evidence-based knowledge to the children, the young people, and we make it accessible. Another thing which we might learn from, and it's a very good practice which works around many places in the world, is to include young people in the decision-making process. And I'm happy to say that in Ireland it works very well too, and we have a lot of youth engagement activities in this study called Health Behaviour in School-Age Children. But when it comes to what should be learned or what should be taught, where should we put condom distribution, vending machines, or just condoms and lubes available, young people should be consulted, because their views and their opinion is the most important, and nothing should have been decided on them without having their say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listening to their voices.
I know you're talking specifically about condom use there, but I mean, we've made huge improvements when it comes to free contraception, specifically in Ireland. So that boggles my mind as to why it's not higher.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Well, with each of these health promotion activities and health promotion initiatives, we see that there is a need for some years before it trickles down to people and people get a notice and start applying those new methods or access those new solutions in their lives. But also the free contraception scheme at the moment is only covering from 17 upwards. So those young people who were in our survey from 15 to 17, from whom we asked the sexual health questions, they're actually not covered by the free contraception scheme. And we saw that in the last survey round in 2022, the percentage of those young people who used any other method is 18%, and it was also 18% in 2018, the survey round before that. So it seems there is stagnation.
Dr. Andras Colto, psychologist and working at the Health Promotion Research Centre at University of Galway. Thank you for joining us. Lots of food for thought there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.